Hello friends, we are studying the subject of advertising account planning. This is chapter 7. It's about digital advertising. You all are the new age students and everybody is very keen to know about digital advertising. So let's set the objectives for us. We will want to understand what is digital advertising and the concepts related with digital advertising. We will also want to understand social media, then the key terms that has been used in digital advertising, available tools, process involved in creating a digital advertising, social media audit, and role of an advertising account planner in entire art of digital advertising. So with that, what is digital advertising? But for that, you have to understand how the advertising is changed in the digital age. So advertising has altogether taken a new turn, where earlier advertising was a one-way communication. Now digital advertising gives a two-way communication possibilities between the brand and the client and the customer, so to say. The increased avenues, when you say, there are a lot of platforms available that allows you to talk, and these platforms are not standalone. That's where the consumers are going: social media, Facebook, Instagram. So now you have a touch point also. So more population spending more time on those platforms, it's an opportunity for advertiser to communicate. Entire evolution that has happened, web 1 to web 2, and now even the web 3 is getting into it, etc., is changing the way interaction can happen in today's digital world, digital advertising sphere. So just to give you an idea, web 1, web 2, very briefly, in web 1 world, the communication remained one way. I just mentioned to you, and more of a read-only formats, wherein you go to websites, you have a web-based content. You were not able to modify it dynamically. While web 2, what has happened, users have now ability to create and modify content through the use of networking applications. This has led to facilitation of an interactive communication. So you share an information on which customers can also comment upon, can add content from his side. Now that has created a possibility for the brand to create a community. Therefore, that entire community building has started by the brand. Example of Web 2 includes social networking sites, ability to blog, Wikipedias, video sharing sites, etc. So that's a change. So what it brings out, it is important for the advertiser account planner to know the technological shift that is taking place, what platform opportunity that is open, go and brief that to the advertiser and seek advertiser's involvement in now utilizing that opportunity. So let's take a quick look at advantages and disadvantages. Digital advertising gives you more reach. Millions of followers of that platform you will be able to access with just sponsoring one advertisement. It's also today provides you micro targeting. You can really reach specific set of individuals, say small business. Then while you created an account, you have given certain information based on which the platform algorithm helps you to only target say small businessmen. Active and interactive involvement. So one is your activity, you create a platform, you kind of put interactive content in it, on which the people who are following you have an opportunity to get involved. So participative, two-way communication. Quick adoptions are possible. What you created earlier can be modified. Digital communication can be quickly changed, modified, and immediately uploaded. Offers a lot of flexibility because there are a lot of options that one can have. Now it is your technical skills, your creator's technical ability, and then how do you mix and match. Cost overall, because the way they reach out to the masses, as that also a very specific set of individuals, as they say, the cost of such acquisition is far less. And ultimately, one driving things is return on investment analysis. All digital platform offers you real-time data of interactions. So suppose, for example, website. Constantly, if you look at the report, tells you how many unique visitors, how many repeat visitors, which pages are most looked, which pages are abandoned, etc. So that gives you a lot of idea, and you are able to ultimately determine the response rate from which the business that is derived So you are able to calculate return on investment, which was in a traditional era or traditional medium, it is at times difficult. The disadvantage, however, are unless the web ad is not very catchy, not very dynamic, not very appealing, it just slips out of visitors or scanners' eyes. And in addition, users have their provision of pop-up blocking, users have a provision of blocking the advertisement, etc. So your ad will not be visible. So what are the challenges that advertisers have when it comes to digital advertising? Digital advertising has become a no option kind of a criteria now. It's a no option platform. Every advertiser is compelled to really get into it. And so what is happening is you cannot ignore it. So that's a challenge. Now, therefore, that is also getting cluttered. But both the print and digital mediums have their own unique advantage. Something that a print can offer, digital may not offer so effectively. So the challenge is to decide the balance between the two. As of now, it is not that you have replaced each other. Advertising account planners will have to therefore create a solution which will allow reach. That is what client first looks at. Then create a frequency, and for frequency along with creating an engagement. So how do you create such a plan which will allow to achieve both in a market which is very fragmented? So that's another challenge. Advertising account planner needs to therefore have advertising, which is that what you've created, has to have a right combination of a media. So the media plan is very important. Integration is important. Therefore, the science of integrated market communication has happened. Earlier, they were disjointed. So now you have to create an integration. Integration based on the media, the medium used, that is the media habits of your target audience, their personality matching, etc. So all those aspects he has to integrate. To meet this challenge, the account planner, of course, in addition to creative side, which is again a different challenge, the guy who can creatively think for the print advertisement need not be the same person who can think the digital advertisement effectively. So he has to also balance that aspects, use of digital tools, and create a measurable performance. So that's another area where he has to take the client in confidence, because those analytics and all are the additional cost. But at the end, it is helping you to both know the performance outcome. Now we are trying to understand types of digital advertisement. Broadly, it has two types, intrusive advertisement and non-intrusive advertisement. This page, I am trying to give you an idea about intrusive advertisement. Intrusive advertisement means the moment target audience reaches a particular place, some interruptions happen. Now, that interruptions are in the form of a pop-up. So, you see that there is an example given, you win so many millions, click OK. So when you click OK, it takes you somewhere else. So you came to read some blog, but say this has come in. You came to read certain information, but this pop-up has come in. Or there is a banner which is on the top of article or the main page starting. So this banner also, when you click, it takes you outside that content. Spam messages. So many times there are certain spam messages which come in, which is not that you have subscribed, nor a specific advertisers have put in, but they are released in a manner that if certain keywords, certain things matches, they will appear. So pop-up is an online ad which is without the consent of the reader. It pops up when he is trying to. Now pop-up again can be of two types, pop before, pop end. Pop before means the moment that page downloads and you start reading, this pop-up comes. Another one is when you decide to go away from that page, the pop-up comes. They try to stop you. Banners, they are like small horizontal boxes. They are generally on the top of the page. They display the core message, very intrigue. They create a kind of a interest and excitement, compelling you to get that, you know, get so many dollars off now. So that's what advertisement. Spam, it is defined as an unsolicited message. Users get irritated by such things coming in. However, technology is also today struggling to stop such kind of thing. Next is a non-intrusive advertisement. Here, consumer is willing to take this information. He has subscribed, he has given his consent to receive information. So like I have subscribed to Gillette newsletter. Gillette is a brand for the men grooming. I have subscribed to it. So I keep getting that messages from them, various new initiative, new product, etc. So it's a chosen, it's a permitted access to information being sent by a specific advertiser. Internet presence sites. This is most organizations or companies have a presence. So they have created their own website. So it's like an organizational website. Now there are different variants to it. So like for example, Mahindra has a Mahindra core website. However, they also have a brand wise websites. So this is depending on the dynamic that you are in, you can create, but they are like a, essentially a presence site. You have created a presence for the organization or the brand, so to say. And that's a central place where most information reside. Therefore, the effort is to bring from various digital media somehow people to your main site where customer has sufficient information for decision making. Now, we continue to understand the non-intrusive advertisement. Consumer has to activate his or her account. He has to either initiate, create an account first of all. Then he has to allow a permission to that advertiser to send a mail. And once that is happened, send a communication. You either start getting something on your mobile, something through an email. So email, it is like known as an opt-in email or a permission email marketing where I have subscribed to Gillette and Gillette, I have given a consent to Gillette to send me email. So using that, Gillette is sending me various information. So we are trying to understand types of digital advertising. We have understood what is intrusive, what is non-intrusive. However, few variants that one need to understand. Now, this is known as a display ad. So this is a display ad as a one variant that comes in. Display ad is, again, it falls under non-intrusive kind of arena. The reason being, they do not intrude in your action, but they are somewhere close to where you are. So it's like when you are searching for a shopping companies, you have a listing coming, but on the right hand side, there will be a list of say Myntra, Reliance, Jio, or you know, Ajio, likewise. So they have given that's a display ad. So the most recognizable type, it is typically created to get the attention and then call to action facilitation. It's like a closest resemblance to the non-conventional ad, but however, they are not in that detail. It is like a teaser. And then when you click it, you are taken to the main page. So most common type of this display ads are the banner ad is a display ad. Banner ad does fall under intrusive also, but banner generally doesn't intrude, so to say. So I consider more an non-intrusive pop-up ads. That is what is they interrupt. Okay. Interstitial ads and ads that show up during a loading screen and require the viewer to wait few seconds before clicking out of them. So I started reading and the ad disappears. So then I have to cross that, you know, so then it will go, otherwise it will not go. Interstitial ads also have two types, one which is coming while you are reading, the one which is coming when the moment that platform gets an indication that you are in an abandonment state, it will release that advertisements. Reach media text. Here, that particular advertisement has a interactiveness. There is a call to action button like no more or order now or earn 20% and those kind of this thing. And it has a lot of possibility of an interaction. So therefore, it's a reach in media kind of thing. Video advertisement, standard video commercials on television can also be on the internet, or you create a specific miniature or specific shorter video that attracts the viewer to see the larger picture, larger story, and therefore they click it and they jump to the next set of video which will probably tell in the complete story. The next type is a native ad. What is native ad? These are the advertisements that are designed to be integrated seamlessly into your digital feed. they are meant to look like they belong. Hence, they form the term called native ad. Here, the attention is paid to target audience requirement and seek to mimic the kind of content that the viewer consumes or looking for it. So, depending on the search word, etc., that you have kind of given, this nature of ad comes up. Ad looks varies depending on the audience, and the following are some of the types of native ads. Social media ads. So here there are various social medias that are there, which is the prominent that we know of is Facebook, Instagram, etc. So here what happens, it comes in a form of a sponsored ad. When you are glancing through your social media post, in between the sponsored ad comes in. Paid search ad. Business have to pay to the platform service provider, where if on that platform particular words are searched, then your ad has to appear. Promoted listing. Okay, so here you have to pay for getting your list appear on a priority basis. So like when you search the list which appears, some of the which are coming on the top are necessarily a paid listing. They have been paid to appear on particular order or particular page. Recommended listing. Business pay to have their products or a content featured in the recommendation. So it comes the moment you provide a search, maybe on the top generally, it's a recommendatory this thing, but it is a format of an advertisement. It is like as if it is recommending to you. You will see the prefix like advertisement, etc., but that gets little ignored, but a kind of a recommendatory or a sponsored this thing comes in. Influencer partnership. There are many people who have created certain idea around which they are communicating to the world. Some is on health, some is on hygiene, some is on would-be mother. Now they have got so much of a following, even a person like Virat Kohli, their followers are in million numbers. So that cricketer has acquired that. Now that's an opportunity. He putting up a particular post which talks about importance of health and nutrition or say protein based diet, and he says ke bhai MBS say all protein plant based is giving me the strength, etc. He has influence. So that's an influencer partnership. You will often find that text in paid partnership with, you know, kind of the sponsored content. Here it's a kind of a content which has been paid for, and they appear during some podcast or they appear during video channel. When a particular video is coming in, this ad comes in between, and you see that you get the skip the ad, you know, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then comes the skip the ad. But that's a sponsored ad which has been inserted in content that you are trying to see. Product placement. Business have to pay for their product to appear in certain advertisement, skit, game, etc., so that your product will be shown, and that seeing is believing kind of. So that's also a native ad, one of the types. So let's learn something about social media advertising. What you see on your extreme right is various forms of online advertising. What kind of advertising you can do online, and that is a list. We starts with search advertising, display advertising, mobile advertising, social media advertising. That is what we will learn. Email advertising. So that being the case, we learn social media advertising as such. Social media advertising is the advertising which is done on a platform which has created a social network among the people. People of a common base or people of professionals, which is say LinkedIn. Common bases are like Instagram and Facebook. So this this social media platform, it's a kind of a technology or a software which has allowed individual to first introduce himself, then connect with family, friends, relatives, colleagues, ex-colleagues, etc. So that network gets created. And when that gets created, each one generates the content which has been seen by everybody linked to him. So things like social media, networking, LinkedIn, microblogging sites, etc. like Twitter, Tumblr, photo sharing, Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest, video sharing, YouTube, etc. They are all social media. So what does they do? They enable user to communicate with each other, communicate with followers. So blogs, various apps, QR code allows you to have a immediate digital access to a digital property. So that's what social media advertising is. Now, one should know where the target consumers can be found when choosing your social media platform. So we will just get a quick overview of what is Twitter, what is Instagram. Twitter is a platform where conversation-based interaction happens. It's the more skewed towards professionals and younger adults. So as they say, 30% of adult age between 18 to 29, but only 10% of adults are above 65. So you see that kind of a people who follow Instagram. More women use Instagram than the men. So more people in urban area use them than the rural. So it's more a glamorous video sharing, photo sharing. Now photo is become less. Even I think I'm not wrong if 70% of the communication on Instagram is video based. That's where the TikTok and all have grown in leaps and bounds. So in the end, whatever media you choose, a good digital advertisement should have following aspects. It should achieve following for the advertiser, generate leads. People should submit their interests. So from suspect, you become prospects. Increase visibility. Your brand visibility should increase. More and more people should see it. Reach defined target audience. So it's not useful to reach any and everybody. You should reach it to the target audience. Increase the awareness about the brand. Brand information sharing, leading to the relationship building and the loyalty. Drive promotion. So you have certain promotion. Now this promotion may have an offer only when it reaches and compels the individual to act within that shorter time, then it is meaningful. So you have to drive promotion. You have to create an urge. What are the business application of social media? Social media is used also by the business people. They share product information. They can convey new product, industrial also. Home-based products, people are doing that. Increase awareness about the brand, create more and more connect with the brand, information sharing, promote and market. So you have to promote and market. That's what social media can do. This is done by encourage people to participate in your master class or webinar, etc. And there you then put up a major offer. Development of the new business. Say you have a large gathering, you are doing one particular line of business. Now you want to utilize that follower to develop another business. So you can do that. Offer services to the customers, various kinds of services, and increase sale. Ultimately, more exposure, more lead, and more closure gets you better sale. Okay. Continue to understand the business application of social media. So these are some of the tool that has been used, social media analytics. So what is this? Tools for analyzing the data based on machine learning and artificial intelligence, which gathers and analyzes data that is based on not only the tweet, the post, the visits. Like you have a digital platform which is multiple page. Some pages are just touched and abandoned. Some pages the person has stayed along. So it gives you the idea that what pages are preferred, what are not. So that is the one is analytics, the social media marketing. Using the social media and the power, you create a marketing opportunity. Form of internet marketing that involves creating and sharing content. Creating and sharing content on social media platform. And that creates a connect and the suspect is converted into prospects by offering him no more or order now or register now, those kind of a call to action button. And once he does that and submits his name, number, etc., he is like become your lead. Search engine optimization. Overall, the web media works on words, and there are crawlers which when you put a search command, what is known as a crawler, they scan through the millions of data that is there on the net, and then they put forward to you the likely solutions in the form of a listing. Now, there is a science to get a preference from the crawler. That is what you have to technically optimize your site by keywords and right content. That is search engine optimization. Social customer relationship management or social CRM. Now, there are various media that has come in. Customers have that as a touch points. Customer follow them, etc. How can an organization create a relationship? So this social CRM, it makes it possible for client and the advertising account planner to communicate with the customer using that channel. Therefore, many company put intelligent blogs, intelligent articles, which people realize that they should know at the changing, evolving kind of thing. So they subscribe. So like, say, for example, I have subscribed to, say, Forbes magazine, or I have subscribed to agency FAQs, etc. So when you do that, I have become a kind of a customer for them. Now they have to manage me. So how do they do that? So there are many platforms that looks at social customer relationship management. So that is what one facilitates, where they will keep monitoring how often I interact, what was my last interaction, then they send me encouraging message so that I participate, etc. So that's what. Say, like, for example, I'm a member of one of the blog services I have used. Now, if I do not post for some time, then I get an encouraging message that I need to post. They do not tell me that you are lethargic, you are not posted, but yes, they say in a way, it's been too long that we have seen, you know, and that's how. But how that is happening? There is a CRM software which monitors how much Ashish Hathi is interacting. Some of the terms used in social media marketing and search engine optimization, we can get a quick overview. Content. Content is what has been created for posting. Context. It is a in what need or to address what problem this particular content is created. Hashtag. That's a property of Instagram. It is a unifier. I call it a unifier. So in any communication, the moment you put that hashtag clean environment, I am writing an article, but if I put hashtag clean environment, everybody who's used clean environment related this thing will get compiled under that hashtag. So when you go to that hashtag, you see the wider publication. Shares means how many times one recipient has shared this with others in the group, or so to say engagement. User engagement is more when it has a more number of shares. It, in other terms, whether this media, how it is able to engage with the participant, the follower. Natural or inorganic search. This is not paid. This is a list of links that appear purely based on the quality and the content of the page. So when you are writing it, it should not be a force feed. It's like you have logically inserted that link, so it becomes an organic search, paid search. Here you are giving the platform some amount for your name to come in the search. So you may have to pay for every listing that happens when somebody searches for it. Keywords. This is the search term used by the, when customer generally have a habit to search from the thing that he has in mind. Cloth email marketer, or say cloth fashion. So the fashion is a keyword. So then everything that is linked to the fashion has to appear. So the person who has created the digital property has to be familiar with it. On page optimization, making the right keyword are on the page so that you ensure that what is a keyword that is going to drive people's search, and that has been logically inserted into your content. Meta text, very important, very often neglected. Official data text. Every digital property you create has a multiple divisions, pages, sections, and therefore each have a meta text. How smartly you define your meta text, because that is what has been read first and then the crawler goes inside. So that's very critical, how rightly you define, and it has to again have a relevance with the keywords. Few more affinities. It measures the interest of an audience and gives brands valuable insight into what else concerns their customers. So what prevents them or what connects them, that kind of perspective you get. API, application programming interface, it's a software term, and API allows brand to set up a feed directly into their own sites, providing continually updated and streaming the data. It also means that's an API which you have inserted. You are continuously able to converse with the site. It allows you a cross integration. If this API is shared with other member, so whatever content that other member puts in, that also starts featuring. Conversion rate. It's a number of time the ad has appeared and there is a call to action button. How many people? So out of 1 million view, how many people have actually pressed that no more or order now? So that's a conversion rate. Engagement rate, it is measured in the form of how much time and how much longer and what pages people have spent most time. So that's the engagement rate. Fire hose access, to have full access to all public posts and data shared on that network in real time. So that is a technical this thing, which is not necessarily that you and me as an advertiser will do, but this is a way that a data exchange takes place. Geotaking, certain feature, certain location that you want to kind of definitely get covered or you want to cover, that can be geotagged. That is also possible. Impression, it is the number of time a post appear before the target audience when he is referring to the mobile or a tab, etc. Influencer, individual who has a power to influence people's opinion on the social media. He has a large follower because he is expert, he is knowledgeable in that field. Cloud score, widely used websites and mobile app that uses social media analytics to rank its users according to the online social influences. So this score is very important in terms of you're getting an idea as to on your social media, okay, how are the users, the category of users are interacting. So that's a term used in social media advertising. Furthermore, share of eye, image analysis technology, which can recognize logos and allows brands to track share of eye, enabling to quantify brand value and measure campaign ROI. So when any content is published, if this share of eye technology is used, they are able to track as to how many individuals have referred to the logo, how many individuals have referred to the appearance of the brand name, etc. Share of voice, it's an advertising term also. Here, total spent on that category is considered, in which what is your share, depending on how much you have spent versus competition. Social retargeting, after sharing a link, when prospective customers clicks on the shared link, it puts them into a retargeting pool so that the brand and message can be kept in front of them. So some leads come to you, some SMS come to you, some email come to you, and when you use them, it more gets into the retargeting category. And however, that will remain with you and you can forward it to the others also. So those are the retargeted customers. Trending topic, they often very well say in the corner or somewhere, when you search for a particular topic, they bring out for you what is the most trending things happening. That way they try to create your inclusiveness. Viral, content which is freely put on social media or forwarded on social media by the content user, and he does this out of belief, the value that he associates for that content, and he feels that it will be of a usage to the others. We often do that immunity boosting during COVID. So many messages have gone viral. Bounce rate, rate at which the user lands on the site and only views one page. So abandonment rate also, it's like he visits the site, remains less than particular predefined time phase. So bounce rate can be for the site, bounce rate can be for the page also. Call to action, CTA, these are those button inserted in your advertisement that gets not only the specific attention of the customers, but compels him to use it to get that need fulfilled. No more, most often used, or order now, on a kind of get a download. So those kind of buttons which are there. So when that is pressed, the call to action count goes up. Furthermore, cost per click or click through rate. This is what has happened earlier. Advertisements were charged on impressions. Now, impression is a very tricky thing. Like suppose you are referring to a mobile, you got logged into Instagram and you are doing some fast, rapid page up. Now, one advertisement sponsored passes through your screen, which you may not even notice, but that will be still counted as an impression. Advertiser is a loser in that case. So the advertisers have impressed upon the platform that we will pay you if our advertisement is clicked. So some call to action that has been given on that, if that has been clicked, we will pay you. Click through rate, pay only when ad is clicked. So that is what this is, a two alternative terminology. Cost per engagement, it is paid only for demonstrated engagement. So if there is a demonstrated, say you want them to download or you want them to know more, and when that is done and the person has referred or seen the demonstration, then the cost is paid. Optimized cost per mille, it is generally pronounced CPM. Facebook flexible and bid type. So it is like you quote for expected rate or expected subscription, expected impression, expected click-through rates, etc. Cost per impression, this is a very, very nowadays less powerful. When it was first introduced, it was here the moment the ad is seen on the screen, it is counted as an impression. Now person has read or not, that's not the matter. Even there is no time, this thing, that minimum 5 seconds, etc. So I, that's what I gave you example. You are doing a rapid scanning, you don't even know that sponsored ad has appeared, but it will still be counted as an impression. Pay per click, paid ads that run on Google, that's a Google terminology, where you pay a particular amount to get that pay per click, and only when that click happens you pay. Total potential impression, that is number of time a tweet about your topic could have been read. So this is expectation of impression based payment that you give. So how does the CTR get calculated? That mathematical formula is out given there, that is actual number of click divided by impressions. So that's what is a CTR. Not that you have to worry about arithmetic so much.